Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Anisha Bedi, special correspondent at The Print, and today I will bring to you the latest on how Delhi will unlock from today, that is June the 14th. With COVID numbers having dropped to a three-month low in the national capital, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal on Sunday announced fresh unlock rules. Many activities will restart while several others will continue to remain off limits in keeping with guidelines issued under the Delhi Disaster Management Act. You can now dine in at your favourite restaurant subject to certain restrictions, but you will have to wait longer for a stroll in the neighbourhood park. All shops will open instead of the odd-even system in place since last week, but the Chief Minister clarified that this will be on a trial basis for a week and strict action will be taken against violations in case COVID numbers rise. Restaurants which were open only for takeaways or home deliveries can now allow patrons in. However, the establishments have only been allowed to function at 50% seating capacity. Weekly markets have been permitted, but again with 50% of the vendors, and only one market will function on a given day in each municipal zone. Salons can open, but spas, however, will remain closed. Schools, colleges and other education institutions will remain shut, while government offices can operate at full capacity. Private offices, meanwhile, have been allowed to open at 50% capacity. Delhi Metro and buses will also be allowed to run at half the capacity. Religious places can open, but the Chief Minister said no visitors will be allowed. Moving on, swimming pools, amusement parks, water parks, as well as public parks and gardens will remain shut and no public gatherings will be allowed. In fact, this decision to keep public parks closed in Delhi, even as the positivity rate has slipped to below 0.5%, became a point of discussion. The Delhi government invited flak as several people took to Twitter questioning the rationale behind continuing to keep open places like parks shut even as markets and malls have been allowed to open. The Aam Aadmi Party-led Delhi government, however, had not provided any clarification in this regard by the time of recording this podcast. Arvind Kejriwal nonetheless said, and I quote him, "If the number of cases keep decreasing in this manner, that our life will gradually come back on track. It is a great tragedy and we all have to face it together." According to the Sunday Daily Health Bulletin for Delhi, the capital recorded 255 new cases, taking the tally to 14,31,319. As for parks, sources in the Delhi government told The Print that a decision is expected to be taken in the coming week. That's all I have for now. This is Anisha Bedi, special correspondent at The Print, bringing you the podcast, The Print AM. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.